As true believers everywhere already know, tomorrow marks the anniversary of the death of the king, Elvis Presley. We should quickly point out those folks who believe he is still with us call it the anniversary of his disappearance. Either way, his home in Memphis, Graceland, gets crowded every year at this time, and this year they're looking to crown a new kind of king, the guy who does Elvis the best. This assignment went to NBC's Mike Betcher.
Thank you very much.
Impersonating the king is a serious offense.
Love me tender, love me true.
In this kingdom, however, protocol permits it.
Born through a party in the county jail.
Like no other figure of the 20th century, Elvis has endured into the 21st, 30 years after his death. The king still is because they still are, well, doing what they do. Brandon Bennett from Ponchatoula, Louisiana, is one of the best, a finalist in the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest, the first such competition sanctioned by Elvis Presley Enterprises. The winner will be the first ever official Elvis impersonator.
It brings people back to a time that had a lot of happy memories for them, you know.
You ain't nothing but
never mind the memories. The present is very happy for Brandon. We met him 5 years ago as he was beginning his career. Now it's his lucrative full-time job.
And it's a beautiful thing to fall into.
For the performers and their fans, impersonating Elvis is no joke. The king is not to be mocked.
You have to be very careful when you are portraying someone who was an idol or an icon or somebody that meant so much to so many people.
And because it means so much to so many, Brandon and the other impersonators see themselves on a mission.
I think it's very important that anybody who doesn't know who Elvis Presley was should know who Elvis Presley is.
Long live the king. Mike Betcher, NBC News, Graceland.
That's our broadcast. Thank you. Thank you very much for being with us. I'm Brian Williams. We'll look for you right back here tomorrow night. Good night.